Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 406. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Sheer Mag. That song is called Meet Me in the Street. That's on the new album, Need to Feel Your Love, which just came out today, July 14th, on Wilson RC Records. That band from Philadelphia has been causing waves for the last couple of years. They released three very good 7-inch EPs that were later collected as a single CD. So this is the band's first full-length. I don't know that it has some of the punch that singles have, but that's why singles are singles, I suppose. But it is a very solid album, and that track there is very good. You're going to find other things on there that'll make you happy, I'm sure of it. I've got music all over the place this week for you, so you're going to need to hold on to this ride. Let's continue here with Radioactivity from Austin. This song is called Infected.
Yeah.
And that was the basement punk rock portion of the Too Much Rock podcast. Maybe that should be a regular occurrence. We started that set off with Radioactivity from Austin. The song was called Infected, and it's the A-side of a two-song single that was released May 17th on Wild Honey Records. The band has been on tour recently, and in fact, they played Kansas City in a basement not long ago, but I missed them because I went to see the next band I played, Vile Bodies. That song was called No One Gets a Passing Grade, and that's on the Bleach Blonde and the Deep South album that came out April 1st, I think. The band is from New Orleans, and I went to see them, but they canceled the tour, evidently, and I didn't know about it, so I saw different bands play in a different basement, but hopefully Radioactivity comes back around, because I'd really like to catch that project. And then we ended that set with the Natters with the song Exist or Live. The album is called Toxic Care, and that came out June of this year, the 23rd, on Boss Tunage Records, Cereal Bowl Records, a band out of Yorkshire in the UK, bringing some serious punk rock there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down a little bit here, or at least shift gears, maybe. This is a track from Waxahachie. The song is called Brass Beam.
For the first time in weeks, you kept me up with all your manic energy. I had to go, I put it out just like a cigarette. I'd never be a girl you'd like or trust or you'd respect. When I think about it, I wanna punch the wall. When I remember everything, I wonder if I always feel a sufferer, a stepping stone. You work real hard to herd your friends into a gallery. Narcissistic injury disguised as masterpiece. I just wanna run, yeah, I don't wanna fight. I just wanna sing my songs and sleep through. Myself trying to write it out. I got lost in your rendition of reality. All my offering rendered boring hyperbole. Couldn't see the sun from there, just a beam. I thought it would never come out, yeah. I had to. Couldn't see the sun from there, just a beam. I thought it would never come out. Ooh, 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 ooh.
while, that was a change of gears, but I enjoyed that set very much. We ended things off with Darren Heyman with the song East Norton, and that is from Thankful Villages Volume 2, which came out May 26 on Rivertones. That is the second volume of a planned three-volume set. It does not disappoint, and I look forward to Volume 3 very much. It's a very interesting and important project, I think. Thankful Villages are villages where everyone who went off to fight in World War I came back alive, in the UK, of course. He has been documenting them by visiting towns, writing songs in there, using found sounds, collected sounds, locals, whatever kind of strikes his fancy. Read through the liner notes on that one, listen to those songs, and it's just... just wonderful. Before that, we heard from Waxahachie. That's the project of Katie Crutchfield. The song we played was Brass Beam, and that's on the album Out in the Storm, which came out today, July 14th, on Merge Records. And that is a very solid album and very different from the last one, I think. A lot of polish in there. In some cases, kind of reminds me of that golden era of Sinead as well. But that song was a little more rootsy, and I like that one. I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 406. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Lucy Dacus coming up the Record Bar on the 17th. On the 18th, Matthew Sweet is playing at Knuckleheads. On the 20th, Unsane is at the Riot Room. On the 21st, Coat Hangers at the Riot Room. The 22nd, we have Warriors at the Middle East, the house show, not the venue in Boston. Also, AFI is at the Midland, and Jeffrey Lewis is at the Brick. So the 22nd, an important show night. On the 25th, Social Distortion is at Liberty Hall. The 27th, Warp Tour is at Sandstone. The 28th, Radar State makes their debut at the Riot Room. I really need to get a track on the podcast from that that debut there. Oh, on the 1st, Rap Boys are playing at Record Bar. That'll be a great one. On the 1st is also Slayer at Sandstone. August 5th, Julian Baker at Granada. The 10th, Wormreich at Riot Room. Get your black metal on. The 11th, Big Iron at the Record Bar. The 12th, New Pornographers at Liberty. D'Antwoord, at the Uptown on the 18th. On the 19th, The Architects play Mills at an early all-ages free show. Father John Misty is at the Crossroads on the 20th. The 25th, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at Warehouse Arts in Lawrence. And Train Dodge is playing the 25th at Mini Bar. 27th, I guess, Ben Folds at Liberty Hall. And Bleached is playing Riot Room on the 30th. So that takes you to the end of August. But man, the website has so many dates on it, so many interesting shows coming up as we start to ramp up for that fall touring season, back to school section that just destroys us with great shows. Looking at the website, there's some new stuff out there. There are photos and video of the Mama's Boy, Broken Heart Syndrome, David George, and Eric Folks show at Davies. There's photos and videos of the Witch Jail Granddad and the Atomic 50s show at Josie's. And there should be photos and video of the A Giant Dog Salty and Shorts Weather show at Blind Tiger from last week up there as well. Anyway, one track left for you. As you see, there's plenty of time, which means it's a long song, which, well, it means folk metal. So for those of you who can't stand the rules, and the rules are simple, if I get it, I gotta play it on the podcast, you know how to shut things off. For those who want to hear the folk metal, no, there you go. We've got a song by Winter Sorg here, released June 30th on Napalm Records. The song I'm going to play is called Jokul Vartarin. I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sure, which basically translates to Glacier Guardian. The album is Til Falls Del Tu, so it's the second, it's kind of a revisit of kind of their most important album, visiting the same themes of nature, really. And boy, it is another solid effort if you enjoy this sort of thing. I do, and which is why it's on the podcast and how we can play it right next to Darren Heyman, Who knows? Anyway, thank you very much for listening. This is Winter Sorg with Yoko Vartarin.